Blog Talk Radio.
Let's put some butter on the tortilla.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, it's so nice to see everybody. Walk on in here with me, but watch out. I got a lot of stuff stacked over here in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
no
don't
problem.
Bump into it.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah.
Watch your step.
Sorry.
That startup wasn't for my show. I have to start over because that was not for my show.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. Sheet suit on. Till I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh,
hello everybody, welcome to the Tim Murray Variety Show, episode number 19, ladies and gentlemen. I've been away from the radio for a bit of time. I'm back now. Hello out there in listener land. Hello to you in archive land, wherever you're listening to this on our planet or intergalactically, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to my show. There's fabulous things happening in America and probably all over countries. You never you don't know what continent they're on because they have weird names like Arkansas, every other word you never heard of. This is around the planet. And everything's happening everywhere. Like, in every country, there's great things happening, probably. Like, some countries may, like, not a lot of good stuff's happening, but, like, even, like, the countries where, like, not a lot of good stuff's happening, at least, like, you know, there's probably still, like, some good stuff happening. We don't have drinking water, but, like, we have this open mic poetry event every weekend in the bomb crater down the road, and that's, like, uplifting. Everywhere is stuff, and this weekend, Blatterary Literary Journal, which is based in Northwest Indiana, Released its first issue, and had a kickoff, like a coming out party to celebrate the release of the first issue. And there's a lot of good writing in there. Like there's a short fiction, there's nonfiction, there's poetry, there's art images in there. There's all kinds of different stuff is inside there, and there's like lots of people from all over the place who are in there. And you could go over to blotterature.com and look at it, because it's really neat and there's a lot of good stuff. And submissions open for the second issue on February 1st. So get in everything you submit, please. Hurry up and submit. Well, you don't have to hurry, because like the submission period's a long time. Like the next issue isn't due out till the summertime, so it's like you don't have to hurry, but like you should know that they're open. So like start working on whatever you're going to submit, and you can go to blotterature.com for all that submission information too, and to check out the first issue and see what's in there. And also, by seeing what's in there, you will also find out what is not in there, which is interesting to talk about. But I want to go publicly on air to thank Michelle McDonald of Literary Underground for all the help and support that she gave for Blotterture Literary Journal to actually be born on this earth and be born on this planet. And she pretty much she organized the baby shower for Blotterture Literary Journal, and like helped everybody and did formatting and like technical stuff, and then even like just support, like, guys, keep on going, man, you can do this. And you know, she was always there for that kind of stuff, and it was very, you know, that's what this entire weird small press, whatever the hell you call, underground, independent, you know, community should be about, man. People like Michelle are like the, you know, that person, man. That's like, you know, they're like, you guys can do this. Keep on going, man. We're all going to support each other and ask questions and figure this stuff out, man. This is a good thing. And it's like a positive vibe, you know. And that's why I really appreciate that. You know, it's one of my I consider her a good friend on this planet. You know, while we're here and stuff, like, you know, you're a good friend for doing all that. You know, and also we had the there was a Blotterture like the coming out party in Hammond, Indiana, at the White Ripple Artist Gallery, and the Jocelyn Prue and her husband own the building, man. They're doing like all this really, they have all this, you know, huge plans for, you know, for the city of Hammond and like the local arts community and stuff, man. They got like everything going on, and we kind of, they were kind enough to really, you know, take us in and allow us to use, you know, part of their space for this. And, you know, it really went off good. There's a lot of readers. We even had like featured readers, you know, for like people that we'd published who traveled to attend, like an open mic, or, you know, people that were able to, you know, take part, and you know, two musical acts played, and then like there was a band played, and then Patty Schaffner, a local, a very talented man, she has pipes, dude, you know, she's like really has really good like singing and stuff, and she performed. I know her from like a community theater. I said, Patty, you know, we like, you know, your music, will you play? And she's like, I'd be delighted to. And then like all these like local small, you know, businesses, you know, donated all kinds of food and stuff to us, man. It was really a wonderful thing, a really great thing for the community, even if we are like frozen, you know, under gray skies, and I think the wind chill right now is like 30 or 40 below out there. And Ryan Snellman took an airplane from Seattle and came all the way out here, you know, to support us. And that's a really wonderful, you know, that's an amazing thing. I've traveled around a lot, you know, to support these things, and it's just nice, you know, it's a good feeling when people support it like that, and, you know, or you can go places too, you know, like I go places too, and everybody goes places sometimes, and also, but that was very fun, and we had a very good time, and there was a very strong turnout, man. I think a lot of connections were made, and we're really looking forward to doing this again in the summer, but, you know, not the party thing, but, like, you know, just to keep the journal going, you know, and have our own readings and programs around here, which, you know, Northwest Indiana is in dire need of, man. You know, it's, you know, you like NASCAR, you know, you fuck the television set every night after work, and that's basically all you're allowed to do here. And so to do anything that's artistic is really a struggle, but, you know, we're building this community or working towards it, you know, man. We got people to do stuff everywhere. All like, they do stuff sometimes. Stuff that they work on, but also the party was fun, and the gallery is really an amazing building. It's a gigantic building, man. You wouldn't even believe. You keep going up and up and up, and there's all these rooms and weird little turnarounds and art stuff all over the place, and like they even have plans for like an artist in residency type of thing where like artists can live with like low rent in these buildings and create their art, you know, and have like their own galleries and stuff, and which reminds me of the Collingwood Art Center in Toledo, Ohio, which is another subject, because the Collingwood Art Center is that whole you know, community-based artist collective where there's this big giant building that used to be used to belong to a religious order, I believe it was housed nuns at one time, you know, it was just this place, and they turned it into an arts facility a couple decades ago and housed all these local artists for years and years so they could live, you know, with reduced rent and, you know, continue being artists, you know, without, you know, suffering too much. And then all of a sudden, a building, you know, for some reason or other, people in charge of it decided that, hey, it's no longer, and maybe it was the city of Toledo, you know, I don't know the details, but they said, you know, the plumbing and electrical's not up to snuff, man. You guys, you can't live here. You can't have it as a residential building anymore, man. So I don't know, you know, what's behind the scenes truth, you know, like, going on, but the fact is that all the residents inside this building had got like an immediate 30-day notice of eviction, man. It's like, get out of the hell out of the building. We don't care if you've been here for 30 years, you know. You got to find a new home. So I know people that live there, in particular, one particular dude, Michael Grover, who's a good friend of mine, a poetry type of fella in this small press world we live in, and I've known him for years, and he's a good guy, and he was one of the residents there, man, and he's like without a home, so he's doing what he can to help all. And I hung up on myself just now. And so I don't know where I cut off at. So I was talking about the Collingwood Artist Center, and like you find them on GoFundMe or Facebook, and you know, Michael Grover's trying to raise money to help, you know, his fellow residents have a safe landing, you know, wherever they might wind up in Toledo or wherever, they got to go back, you know, maybe to their hometowns or whatever. Because, you know, they're like these dispossessed people now, you know, with no home all of a sudden, you know, right in the middle of fucking January. It's colder than hell, you know. I said, in Indiana right now, the wind chill's like 30 or 40 below, man, and you know, all these people are thrown out, and he's raising some good money right now, but, you know, any amount helps, even if it's like a buck or something, or $5 or something, man. So find them and help them, man. You do what you got to do, and, you know, let's try to keep this community thing. You keep the momentum rolling, man. We're just going to roll right over the top of everything, man. Say, yes, we can help these people, even if it's like $5, you know. $5. So help them, or you know, he's been a contributor on this show, man. I've known him the very first, you know, time I met a lot of the small press friends that I had. You know, I met him online and never knew him in person until I actually went to the Collingwood Arts Center and met all these people in person, man, and they were alive for the first time. And, you know, it was a good thing. And, you know, I don't know where Toby is right now, but you got a fucking, you know, a mouthpiece, put it right through your forehead if he could, you know, find out what they were doing to residents, but help them. Also, what else is going on? Misty Rainwater Lights has a new book out. What is it? Bullshit Rodeo, I think, come out. I have to link somewhere. I could find it for you. Yeah, you know, she's prolific, man. She's provocative. And it's called Bullshit Rodeo, and it came out on Tree Killer Inc., and it's like $13.75 or something like that. It's a brand new book. So if you want to help out with that, man, and, you know, support the small press in that way, you know, you buy items and stuff. And I'm sure the book won't disappoint, man. I haven't read it, but I've read a lot of Misty's stuff over the years, man. And, you know, she's, you know, man, she can, you know, she can put words down, my friend, and up and all, you know, left and right and over there, and put three of them down there and two of them over there, and one or, you know, a couple of them are copulating over there on the sofa, and that one over there is punching itself in the face, and that one over there is like, I don't know, like, it's like everywhere. But, yeah, she's Bullshit Rodeo, Tree Killer Inc., lookemup.com, all that. And they're out there. And everybody else is happy, too, that lives here, you know. Everybody that lives on this planet's happy. And a caller, it's, you know, it's on now, it's happy. And
hello?
Everybody's happy. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Is this the show?
Yeah.
Hello, I was calling to... say hello and congratulate you.
No.
On your adventures.
No.
What
happened was, I think I was seducted by aliens, by Graylians, and I think they took my gallbladder.
Did you say they were Gray aliens?
Graylians, yeah, we call them Graylians, and that's, you know, that's the official term within UFOologists would be Graylians, and they're different from the Nordics or the Insectoids, and they, I was fortunately not seducted by Insectoids, because I hear they're very nasty sons of bitches, but the Graylians are very calm and peaceful people, and they are, they took my gallbladder. I'm not quite sure why it happened. I do not speak their language, so I was not quite sure what was going on around me. I know that I received anesthesia through an anal implant. At that time, it put me to sleep, and I woke up missing my gallbladder and also lost about 4 hours out of my day.
That's not good.
No, it's okay, because it's not like they took my, you know, it's not like they took, you know, like your cerebellum or, you know.
Your Abugonga.
Yeah, your Abugonga ding, that thing on the spinal cap on the back. Abugonga.
James Armstrong's regular.
It's like, see, have you ever had an experience with, interstellar space travel and or of abductions or sightings of anything that was unidentified?
I've never been abducted, but I've seen a spaceship.
Where did this take place?
It took place by my house.
Where's your house?
I live in Tipplice Hills.
Tickoy Hills?
Tipplice.
Titslice Hills?
Tipslice.
Two Slice Hill?
Tipslice.
Where's that on the, is that on the Google map?
Yes.
Now, are you by an Air Force base?
Yes. McAugus Air Force Base.
Nogales Air Force Base?
Nogales
Air Force. What country are you calling from?
United States of America.
What state are you in?
In Nebraska.
Nebraska? Well, Nebraska. What, they got silos out there, so you have to be careful. Like, was this a daytime sighting or nighttime?
It was at nighttime. Right by my house, I saw one.
Well, can you for our listeners, can you describe what you saw?
Yes. Oh, now?
Yeah, whenever are you prepared to explain what you saw, or is it too emotional?
No, I didn't cry or anything. I was out there walking the dog, and I collect golf balls at night.
Yeah.
And I was going for a stroll, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this blue light came out from behind these rocks.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa. You know, I pulled the dog closer to me. And I said, whoa, this is very amazing. What is happening? And I heard this sound like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's the sound they make.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it just shot up in the sky, and it was gone.
How long did this take place? Was this a matter of seconds?
It was probably maybe 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I can assure you that what you saw was not of this world, because, first of all, I have an actual tape recording that I'm about to play of the sound that a UFO makes, and you described it, sir, as a what now?
So, ooh,
right,
ooh.
Right. Oh, that's spot on, because this tape I'm going to play right now, you compare what you heard to this tape. Ready?
Yes.
Woo, woo, woo. Now,
was that close to what you heard?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah, and you said the lights were blue.
Blue, blue, green, blue.
Blue, blue, yeah, green,
sort of
blue.
A teal.
Blue, green, blue with a teal one at the end. We've got them flying all over the United States airspace. Blue, blue, green, blue, teal is a sign of extraterrestrial life, but they are not to be alarmed by them, because those are actually very peaceful beings. They are Graylians, the ones I spoke of, and the blue, blue, green, blue, teal is there's their actual that's an actual identification for that type of ship with the woo, 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 woo sound that you heard. And I do not fear them. They come in peace, and I want you to know, sir, that when you're out walking that dog, that they didn't mean you no harm. Sir, a little bit of personal information. Do you have a gallbladder?
I certainly do.
You still have it, so there is a chance that you may be seducted in the future, at what time you will lose your gallbladder, but I want to let you know that they mean no harm. They're harvesting these gallbladders in another dimension. At what their plans are, I'm not sure about. I do beg every night that I'm seducted again so that I can ask more questions and perhaps get to the bottom of some of this. But I just want you to know that you and the dog are fine, because dogs actually don't have a gallbladder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they don't have a gallbladder.
Huh.
Yeah, you're safe, man. Just, if you, you know, the best thing you can do is carry a camera with you. You know, I can't think of anything better for you to do than to try to snap a few pictures of this craft.
Oh, I will next time.
Yeah. How long ago was this, sir?
It was tonight.
Tonight this happened?
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you contact the authorities?
Oh, no. No.
Now, can I quote you as saying, whoa, whoa?
I said, whoa, no, no.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misquoted you then. So I can quote you as, whoa, no, whoa.
That's right.
All right. I'm gonna give you a direct quote on that now.
Okay.
Man, Nebraska man sees Grailian ship tonight, blue, green, blue, blue, teal, lights. Whoa, no, whoa, when asked if contacted authorities. Heard woo, 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 woo sound. That is
that
identical.
Fast.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Appraisal Walmart, how can I help you?
Yeah, I need the shift manager.
All right, just a moment, please.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stay morning. You want it. You light it from the side, man. Some good shit, huh? Where did you get that shit?
Where's the ship manager?
Ship manager.
I'd like to speak. I'd like to give him a piece of my mind.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf's about to refinish? Get Frenish, boots, boots, dear Remish, get Google, do you begin to establish that it's ready to work a bugger?
Assistant Manager Kate, how can I help you?
Yeah, man, this is Mitchell. I was just calling off for the morning shift.
What area do you work in?
I'm over there in Frozen.
Okay, and did you call the 800
number? I think
that's
where they're putting me, man, because I was there yesterday, and they put housewares.
Okay, did you call the 800 number, the call-off line?
No, I didn't know they had one. I've never called off before.
Okay, let me put you on hold for just a moment and get that number for you.
Oh, jeez.
One moment.
Yeah. Rabbit, cabbage.
Big, 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 big.
All right, bite, cabbage.
Rabbit. Get, 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 get.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, come
hey,
on.
Hello, this is Walmart. Take a long time.
Walmart, you got to call 800 to get your paddle boat fixed. We gotta come
you
over here.
You get your paddle boat fixed, you son of a bitch.
Do you feel blame? Are you? Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf's about to refinish? Get Frenish, boots, boots, dear Remish, get, Google, do you begin to establish that it's ready to work a bugger?
Admittedly,
I do.
Truthfully, man, I honestly understand every word of that, and I often feel that way. And it was actually comforting to finally find somebody who was willing to ask me if I felt that way because I thought I was alone.
You have a friend in Chuck.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sorry, did you need the Walmart call-off number?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I never called off before.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, hold on, man.
Okay.
Oh, gee, you gotta be kidding me. You can't just take this information and tell them or whatever. All right, yeah.
You have to... Okay, you ready? All right,
I have
it's 1-800...
1-800?
You have to... Yeah, 1-800...
Yeah.
775.
775.
59.
Yeah.
44.
And well, does this some talk to a person on here?
Okay, so no, what's going to happen is you're going to go ahead and call that number, and then they're going to ask you to type in, you're going to need to know your store facility number, you're going to need to know your social security number and your birthday, and then you're going to, it's going to prompt you on what to do. And you're going to type that in, and then after you answer all the questions on it, you're going to push the numbers to answer the questions. Then it's going to transfer you to the store, and you're going to speak to management and just let them know you're not going to be there.
No, but that's what I was trying to do. I tried to tell the manager that I wasn't going to be there.
They have to make sure that you call the 1-800 number first because it gets recorded off the 1-800 number. Otherwise, if you didn't do that, then it would make you a no-call, no-show, even if you told the manager.
I have to give them a number, a store, this my badge number?
No, your birthday and then your Social Security number and the store facility number.
Oh, what store number are we?
1479.
They don't even tell you. I don't even know, man, because I never called off before. But I'll tell you, man, I'll bet you.
What's your name?
Mitchell.
And what department are you in?
Well, I don't know, because I told the manager, like, yesterday I was in Frozen, but, like, the day before that I was in Housewares. So they told me, the girl told me in the morning.
Are you a day
associate? Yeah, she told me go wherever we put you.
Oh.
Like it changes, but I know they're going to be mad and pissed off because I've never called off before, but I can't make it in. What happened?
All right, well, that's fine.
I think I have like a... I was hit on a snowball right above my eye, and I think...
All right. You're just going to go ahead and call the number.
Yeah. But it wadded up really hard. It was like ice ball instead of snow. And it hit me, and it, like, I blacked out for a few seconds even. I was like, man, you know, when I came to, you know, I was like, I can't go to work tomorrow. You know? You know?
Because
you think about it, like, you know, they're going to send me over... You know, all hauling all this heavy, like, frozen stuff, and I might have a concussion on my head, like, percussionist, that if it...
Yeah,
like,
that would make sense.
You know, it's like a bruise, like a contusion, you know, a concussion, what do they call that?
Yeah.
A percussionist.
Yeah, a concussion.
Concussion.
So, yeah, you're just going to, did you get that number written down, though?
Yeah, I mean, I've got it, but I'm just telling you now that they're going to give me a bunch of attitude when I do show up again because, you know,
they're not allowed to retaliate.
They will retaliate because what they do, I'll take a photograph, put it on my Facebook, and I'll say, if you don't believe me, this is what I looked like last night, you know. You go get hit in the head with an ice ball and see if you can put pork chops out on the stand, you know. Well, you're done.
Yeah.
You're freaking crying a river is what they'd be doing.
Yeah. So as long as you call the number, though, just make sure you do see that you don't get a no-call, no-show.
Yeah. What was your name, man?
Mariah.
Mariah? I don't even know you, man. But, yeah, I'll call that number, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Love you.
We love you, Mariah.
Mariah.
And we, you know, we can't get anything to happen that we want.
To talk to you with that fast manager voice.
You're in such a hurry for it's like midnight. You're in a big.
Thank you for calling Walmart. How may I help you?
Hey, I have kind of I'm shopping in the store right now, and I have kind of an emergency, and I didn't know who to call.
What kind of emergency you got?
Well, I'm over here in the apparel, and I was trying on these slacks over here, and I think there's a gentleman filming me right now. I'm in the dressing room.
Okay. All right.
Well,
I'll have security.
Yeah, could you get a hold of... I need to know whether to call 911 or to get a hold of the store manager. I think he's out there right now filming. I mean, he's been following me. All I want to do is try these slacks on. I need them for a job interview in the morning.
Okay, I'll call my management.
Hey, ma'am. You got to be kidding me. Is she going to hang up on me like that? This is a very serious situation. And I could be sexually, reduced or something like that. And, nobody would even be there to help me. You gotta be kidding me. It's ridiculous. The way we live in this country. The way we live here. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Is this the prank caller again?
This is a show on Bong Talk Radio.
Oh, cool, man.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hello? Hello, Walmart? Hello, police department?
Heads up.
Heads up.
Heads up, 7-0.
Walmart.
You know, they're billions of dollars.
Walmart, how can I help you?
I'm actually in the store shopping right now, and I'm on my cell phone, but I think I have an emergency on my hands.
What is it? Yes,
well,
what is it?
I'm over here in the dressing room. I'm trying on a pair of slacks. I need them for a job interview in the morning, and I believe there's a man out there filming me right now, or at least taking photographs. He's been following me around the store. And, I'm afraid...
Hold on, I get management.
I'm telling you, I'm not coming out of here until he's gone.
There's nobody out here. I'm out by the fitting room here. I'm on the phone.
No. Tackle. Oh, shit. Hello? Everybody hangs up on me.
Next speaker is David Thompson. We'll talk about Homeland Security. David Thompson. Yes, welcome, David.
I stood over here last time. I'm going to ask back a little bit. If when I get into this, if you can give me an extra minute or 30 seconds, and once I get into this,
sir, I've got to be consistent with everybody. I apologize.
I'm here tonight to request John Walsh of the FBI's Most Wanted to make public and request a number one, America's number one public enemy. We have a rogue helicopter pilot on the loose inside this airspace. He's also on the loose inside this country. And I am after this report right here, which is a classified document from the Freedom of Information Act within the FAA. When I came down here to speak back in April about the bundling, I went home. I said something because I could back it up, because I went to the Smith Junior High meeting years ago and I reminded you of four things I said, which was no smoking, 30,000 seats, solar hot water panels on it, and put ice in the arena. And I told you why there's no ice in the arena. I made a statement, and the statement was the reason there's no ice in the arena is because somebody had their hand in the pie. He didn't want ice in that arena because he knew down the road, just like the NBA, eventually the NFL and the NHL were going to expand. And if he allowed ice to be put in that arena, that means sometimes down the road he'd have a competing tenant, which would lessen his bargaining power at the city of Charlotte. I've been ready to explode like Mount St. Helens since the weekend of May 27th and 28th. And what happened to me was the evening of the 28th, I woke up in my house at late in the evening, early morning, a.m., and my house is shaking, and it's shaking, and it gets shaking, and it's shaking, and it shakes for over a minute to 2 minutes. It shook constantly. And it was the same white helicopter that I saw on Sunday afternoon that flew over my house when I walked from my part of the house to my garage.
Sir,
the exact same.
Sir, no,
I've got
Boy Scouts in the audience, and they may be getting scared because
of your
behavior.
That's fine. They have a right to be scared because that's why I'm here tonight. I was scared. I was endangered, and I was threatened. My life was in danger because we have a helicopter pilot that flew 25 to 30 feet off my roof line between the magnolia tree and the property line for 1 to 2 minutes, and then he bailed out. And I followed him, and I've tracked him down through the FAA because I made an official report. Sue Myrick knows about this. The FBI knows about this. John Edwards knows about this. The Criminal Intelligence Division of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department knows about this. I want this pilot. It's a matter of national security. Wherever you are, Mr. Helicopter Pilot, come out of your hole. And you too, George Shin, because you were in that helicopter, Pop. You were in that helicopter, and you are nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it.
Sir,
good night.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hello. There's Roma.
Thank you for calling Walmart. This is Becky. Can I help you?
Yeah, Becky, this is the Jacksonville, Illinois Walmart.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking for titles by Literary Underground titles selection.
Literary?
Yeah.
Is that a book?
Yeah, there's like a series of books, like chat books and broadsides and like mixtapes probably, or like, you know, that they released. And I was told that the Jacksonville Walmart actually carries these titles.
Okay, you said they might be on tapes. That would be in the electronics department?
No, man, but they also have
books
too, so I don't know if it's like books and tapes, and that's all in the electronics department, or you have like a book department that's different than
we have some books, you know, paperback books.
Yeah.
And all.
Do you have chat books?
Let me get a hold of chat books. What's a chat book?
It's like a smaller book, like smaller book and staples on it, and it's like one that like nobody will buy. It's like they're always...
No, we don't carry anything like that.
All right.
And
well,
all, but
you,
let me...
Tapes? Yeah.
Why don't I get a hold of a member of management? Maybe they could help us a little bit better, okay?
That would actually be excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Just hurt myself.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Checking
on this piece of exercise equipment.
A rogue piece of exercise equipment?
Yeah. I think I might have torn my ACL.
Oh.
Good evening, this is Mike. May I help you?
Hi,
Mike.
Yeah, that gal put me over to you because I was looking for literary underground titles, and she said that you might be able to, because she didn't know, like, she said you don't carry them in the books, but you have an electronics department.
Okay, and what were you looking for, sir?
Literary underground titles, like they have like selections. They probably have broadsides. They have chapbooks. They probably have like a mixed tape of various mailing addresses available.
Audiobooks?
Yeah. Either that or a compact disc.
Right, audiobooks though.
Yeah, or maybe just like regular, like a music disc, like the compact disc.
Correct, but you're wanting books.
Maybe, I don't know, because I don't know like the titles they have, so I was wondering if you carried any of them, that way I could find them.
No, I don't carry audiobooks, that's why I'm asking, whether on tape or CD or whatever.
Yeah, but they're also like, what if it's on a music disc, like a compact disc?
A book?
No, like, yeah, it could be a book.
I'm
sorry. It also could be like, you know, like, maybe music. Like, I don't know all their titles that they put out, because...
Well, who's they? I'm sorry.
The Literary Underground in Jacksonville, Illinois. And they said they're at Walmart now, and they have chapbooks, and they have... they had a cassette single come out, and on the B-side was a remix version of, like, of a song that was really hot, and... I don't know what else they have.
I have not seen anything from our local community in our electronics department.
Oh, do you guys carry chat books?
No.
How about chat books?
Chat books.
No, I'm not 100% sure I know what you're talking about either, though, to be honest with you.
Or they're like these really thin books, like usually people... You know, they're like, they don't have, like, the binding that a regular book has. Like, sometimes they do, but they usually have, like, staples in them or something like that for the binding.
No, I sure don't.
And then, like, they stack up really tall on a table, and then, like, everybody gets tired of them and throws them away.
No, I don't, sir.
Like, we were trying to, like, devise a plan to, like, you know, could you take those stacks of chat books, and what if you turned them into currency, you know? And I walked into Walmart and said, well, you know what, man? You know, I want a Cornish game hen. You know, I want root beer. I want Doritos. Here's a pile of chat books. You know, this is currency now. You know, welcome to the new America, you know. But, yeah. You didn't see
nope, don't have.
From the current, like, from the local community then?
No, not at this point in time we don't. Whether or not we're going to be getting them, I'm not sure. You might visit with the department manager during the day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You might visit
all
with
right.
her.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your time, anyhow.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye now. He was very pleasant for a store manager. He was very. He didn't have the store manager very fast. Hurry
That's
up and
true.
Talk, don't talk, you know. He took his time with me. He didn't get aggravated with me. He was seemed very, you know, very happy with me. He seemed like he was willing to be somebody that, you know, like he... wanted to be all he could be.
Good evening. All right.
Hi.
That would be... Okay.
What?
I'll transfer your call. One moment, please.
I don't remember doing nothing. That was quick.
I'm sorry, did you say toilet?
Quinn. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah? Hello? Terrible ring they have over there, man. What on earth? This is a fax machine. Let's try that again.
Good evening, and thank you for calling the
manager,
Portage Meyer.
Give me the manager. I want the manager.
I'm sorry. I still didn't catch that.
Customer
Rather
service.
Than take up any more of your time, I'll transfer
customer
you to someone who can
service.
Help you further. One moment, please.
No.
Thank you for calling Meyer Customer Care. For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. If you prefer an interpreter, we will be happy to provide this service upon request.
I may need that.
Thank you for calling Meyer. This is Emily. How may I help you?
Emily, I'm actually, are you up at the courtesy booth? Are you in customer service?
No, I'm in the customer service call center. How can I help
you? Oh,
man.
Are you in Portage right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh, man. I'm in the Portage Meyer store right now, and I'm shopping, man. I'm over here in the sporting goods department, and there's some lady
mm-hmm.
following me around, man. I think she's videotaping me.
For?
I have no idea, man. She's another shopper, man. I don't know what she wants. What do you want, ma'am?
Let me get you to the manager. Hold on.
Hurry up. What do you want, man? I'm over here, man. Come at me.
Thanks for calling your Portage Meyer. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, man, I'm over here in Portage right now, man. I'm over here in the sporting goods. I'm heading over to the automotive section, though, ma'am. I'm shopping in your store, and there's some lady following me around right now. She's taping me, man. She's, like, taking pictures or video or something, and she won't leave me alone. What do you want? Back off, Boogaloo.
So you're in our automotive section, sir?
No, man. I told you I've been everywhere. I was grocery shopping. This idiot keeps following me around. What do you want?
Okay, so what department are you in right now, sir?
I'm over by the fishing tackle.
Okay, I'll meet you right there, sir.
You better get her out of here, man. Hello? Everybody hangs up on me. Why do they all hang up? The entire country hangs up on me. I've had the entire country hang up on me in the course of doing this show. This is your local haberdashery department.
Haberdashery.
Hello, everybody. You're tuned to the Murray Variety Show. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, welcome to us.
Thank you for calling Town and Country in Valparaiso. This is Janine. How may I help you?
Janine, man, I think I have an issue with the self-serve on the register where you check out yourself.
Self-check, yes.
Well, I went to that today, man, and I've used it numerous times in the past and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was taking photographs of me today.
Oh, really?
I feel like it may have been filming me. I think there's a small camera probably in the vicinity of one of those machines that
uh-huh.
was either videotaping myself or the groceries that I was scanning.
Okay.
I know a lot about this type of stuff, and I was just wondering if you guys have had any other complaints or if you know anything about surveillance on customers.
I mean, there's security cameras in the area.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's security cameras throughout the store.
I understand the security cameras, ma'am. I'm talking about
those self-service machines got cameras. Like, I think they were taking pictures of what I was buying, man. And I think they were filming either me or my debit card information.
I'm sorry.
I lost my identity.
No.
I can prove it to you. Ask me who I am right now. I can prove it to you. Ask me who I am right now.
Would you like to speak to a manager?
No, just say, who are you, sir?
No, I can put you in touch with a manager.
Because I want to prove to you that I know what happened. So please ask me, who are you, sir?
Who are you, sir?
I don't know. My identity was stolen. See, I just proved to you that those machines stole my identity. I was a manager immediately. Everybody hangs up on me, man. I've tried to be, you know, I've tried to be helpful to these people. I've tried to inform them about things that are going on in the realm of their daily lives. And you know, every prophet is stoned, man, in his time. And only does his truth come out later, and if she can't understand what's happening in her own store.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for calling Town and Country. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Jessica, man, here's the thing. What time do you close?
We're closing in a couple minutes.
You got to be kidding me, man. All right, well, here's what happened to me today. I believe there's listening devices in the dairy department. You know that Greek style yogurt has a microphone in it, man. Because here's the thing that happened to me. I was over there today, and I like the banana kind, you know. And I was going through them, and I felt like something was recording. And I found like, I think it's wired in with a red light. And I'm willing to take this up with a manager.
Okay, I'll transfer you to a manager in a second.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up, man. It's a jam, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on. We got 90 seconds left in the live program here. We need a store manager immediately. Yeah.
That's some good on-hold music.
Yeah, that's some jams right there, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you stuck in a low-paying job going nowhere? You'd like a good job,
yes,
you say, but you're so unskilled and uneducated that you don't even know what a good job is? Hi, I'm
Great.
John Mayer, and for just 1 cent, that's right, the cost of an ordinary book of matches, I can direct you to top money-making professional careers that you probably didn't even know existed. Why, you could be an industrial plumbing investment counselor. That's right. A lot of people are investing big bucks in industrial plumbing, and they may need your advice. And who do you think cooks the meals when systems analysts get together to negotiate their big contracts? You could, as a systems analyst arbitration chef. What? Don't feel qualified, you say? Then work and learn at the same time as an administrative assistant production apprentice trainer.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I'll try him again.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry, sir. He's our night crew manager. He might be in the back room receiving a load.
Oh, can you just take a
Do you want me to try him again?
Then? No. Can you just take a message for me then?
Sure. I would love to take a message.
All right. You have pen and paper ready?
Oh, do you want me to write it down?
How else are you going to take a message?
You know what? Our manager is actually walking up to the phone right now. Give me just a second.
All right, man. Why else would you take a message?
I don't know, man.
These kids
Maybe she's
nowadays.
Getting recording. A listening device.
it happens all the time. I'm digging for gold. Going away, watching and feeling something.
You know, the older I get, the more Bob Seger and Foreigner lyrics make sense to my life.
It is the best and the best waiting music that ever anywhere.
Thanks for calling Town and Country. Jason speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, Jason. I was asked Jessica there. She was going to take a message, but then she saw you walking up, and she said, I was actually calling in because of the fact that I was wondering, do you know if your store is rigged with listening devices?
No, we're not.
You know that for? Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, honestly, you've actually, you know it. You know the store, like, for a fact, that you know for a fact.
Yeah, the company doesn't have that much money to go around and just start putting listening devices everywhere.
So you think that, so what you're saying in a roundabout way is that the company's facing bankruptcy?
No, it's not that. It's they, what they're doing is they're buying so many stores that they don't have the sense to go and buy listening devices when they buy cameras that don't even listen to what's going on in the store.
So, like, I mean, honestly, though, think about a store that has the ability just to walk around buying every other store. You mean to tell me they don't have, like, a secret, sort of like a black budget defense type of thing, you know, like the Pentagon?
No.
How are they able to walk around and just buy any store they want?
Well, it's company-wide, you know. They would inform management if there were such devices.
I don't know if they would,
store.
Because what if they're trying to catch you doing something? They're not going to tell you, hey, I'm trying to catch you doing something. I put listening devices in the Oikos Greek-style yogurt. They're not going to tell you that.
They wouldn't be putting anything in yogurt. They won't even put a camera in the dairy cooler because it gets so cold in there that the camera wouldn't work.
Yeah, plus, I don't know, man. But I think you're too willing to, like, just, to, like, take management's word for it and, like, the owner's word for things when they could be like these people. They're out buying everything around us. Think about that. Someday we're going to be working on a giant, like, Town and Country plantation, man. We're all going to, owe our soul to the company store, you know. It starts today with listening devices, Jason, in the yogurt. And tomorrow, you know, we're waking up to our supermarket overlords. You know what I'm saying? Because guys like you didn't believe the callers when they said these things were happening. Oh, no, it's not happening. Everything's safe here. But I'm telling you, man, start looking around, you know.
Well, one of the guys that worked for me, his dad is one of the head security guys.
Yeah.
So if there were listening devices, he would know. And there's no little wiretaps or little micro bugs in the store to where they hear anything.
Like, oh man, what? Oh man, is he there right now? That security guy? Because I could talk to him.
Well, he's not here right now, but his son's here.
Oh, well, son is security.
Yeah.
All right. Is it possible that I could talk to him?
Not right now. He's on break, and he's in the break room, and I know he's not going to come answer the phone.
Okay. And what is your name?
Jason.
Jason what now?
Russian.
What's your last name?
I just gave it to you.
Jason?
Rushing.
Rushing. Rushing. You know what, man? You're rushing to a conclusion here is what you're doing, Jason. You're rushing to a conclusion that says management has all the answers, they're not doing anything dastardly, and, you know, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to walk up to you, I'm going to say, remember when you were rushing in there, Jason, and you thought that everything was fine and dandy? When we wake up on the farm together, I'm going to say it was you, man. You had the insights, friend, and you let it all slip past you. You can't even put me through to security because he doesn't have a backstory prepared yet, and you're covering for him.
I can't give you the security because security's not here.
Yeah, it's convenient.
He was here a minute ago. Then he was in the break
room.
No,
I said his
not
son.
Here.
His son is here.
Yeah, and
his
I tried
son.
To talk
not,
to him
not
about
security.
Him.
Security.
You said the son was security.
No, I said his dad is security.
What does the son do there? Just goes on break?
He's just another stalker.
Oh my! What's the name of the security guy?
I can't give that
Blackwater.
Out.
Blackwater? What's his last name? Blackwater?
No, actually, they just call him Mr. Green.
Mr. Green?
Yep.
Think about that. Think about that, Mr. Green. Gee, give me a break, man. Oh, hey, Mr. Blackwater. Mr. Green. Hey. Yeah, okay, whatever. I'll tell you what right now, man. Go over there by the uncle. Put your ear down by the Greek-style yogurt. Beep, 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 my friend, and it'll all be your fault. Good night and goodbye. You know, these people want to play these games about time I hang up on somebody. You know?
It's kind of funny his last name was Rushing. He's a store manager.
Yeah, yeah. He's just rushing to conclusions.
Russian
get it, you know? Russian, like totalitarianism, right in a grocery store.
Hello, my dear friends. Well,
you know,
here I am on record at last. And it feels so wonderful to be here with you on my first album. I'm so happy.
And he could be, you know, anybody. He could be, oh, I'm rushing. I mean, wait, my name's not Jason. Oh, I'm on break. Oh, no, I'm not here today. You know, he couldn't even get his backstory.
I'm the security guy.
Yeah.
Old
security guy's here. Oh, no, his son's in security. Oh, wait, he's on break. Oh, no, he's not even here. Wait a minute. Come on, man.
I
heard
all this on 9/11.
I know for a
fact he will come out to talk on the phone.
He knew for a fact. Now, how did he know for a fact that he won't come out to talk on a phone? He knew for a fact. This reminds me of 9/11, man. This reminds me of all that, you know, haberdashery that went on, you know.
Reminds me of 9/10.
It reminds you of Dire Straits?
No, of 9/10.
9/10. What?
9/11, 9/10.
9. No, I was never real good at math, though.
The day before 9/11, you're trying to prevent wiretaps and snafus and
no.
Edward Snowden.
Yeah, we're snowed in, man. You could say that again. We're like cold in, though. You know what I'm saying? We got
you guys are getting the bone.
Yeah, we got snowed
getting
in.
The bone.
We're cold in, man. They're like,
getting the snow bone.
We're in the solar vortex. We're in Siberia in the solar vortex. You know? Yes.
A long distance, directly assistance, Epoch 212.
Do you feel like the older you get, you know, the more meaningful Sugarloaf's lyrics get to you, or?
I don't know Sugarloaf.
Because you were talking about, like, you know, the older I get, like Foreigner and Bob Seger, you know, their lyrics really start, you know, like making sense to me finally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, you know, like Against the Wind or, you know,
Against the Wind. We can run against the wind.
Or Kathmandu or something like that. Like what any songs, specific songs that you feel like are speaking to you, you know?
Yeah. Dong, dong, dong. Dong, 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 dong.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Steal the seal, kill the boat and pail the team. That one?
Yeah, that's the one. It's my life.
Fame, sail and kill trains. How about Foreigner? Like, which one do you think their song?
Double Vision, Cold as Ice, Want to Know What Love Is.
That's Lita Ford, wasn't it?
Oh. One more love is.
Will you sing Cold as Ice?
Yeah, Cold as Ice.
Yeah.
Willing to Sacrifice Your Love. That one?
Yeah. They had the best waiting music, though, if you really think about it.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, hey, you're on hold, but you're still kind of rocking. It's not freak-out heavy metal. It's just, like,
no.
Hard rock.
And it's not like Lionel Richie or something like that. It's like, you know,
yeah.
We respect you. And here you're on hold, and we respect the fact that, you know, that you have other things to do, but here's a jam while you wait, you know?
Here's you said the word exactly. Here's a jam while you wait.
Yeah.
It's not a song you have to sit through. It's a jam.
Yeah,
you'll be tapping your toes and
drumming
your fingers on the desk when the manager picks up. Oh, you caught it. I was singing along.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you're here already? You know, I was just getting into it. But if it was like Lionel Richie, I'll wait again. Do you have other stuff to do? Go on lunch break. You know, because it's not like Lionel Richie or Metal Church, man. It's like somewhere right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
It's like, oh, yeah, go to your manager's meeting. You know, put me back on the music. I'm cool, man. You know?
It's cool. I have an emergency, but it'll wait.
It'll wait.
We're
all good here.
I'm jamming, Mon. Hey, Mon, I'm jamming.
We be jump. You know? We're like...
Oh, yeah. I sure do. Jam out, man.
Yeah.
Let it jam.
Riding down a hill on my BMX with a BB gun.
At least it won't put you to sleep.
Oh, hell no, man.
Yeah. baby. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey mo, hey mo,
hey mo, hey mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
I never really liked it, you know. I was never really a big fan of the Three Stooges after Curly, you know. I just felt, you know, something, you know, an integral part of the trio was missing, you know. I don't know, man. It's something I was never able to fully, you know, adopt, you know. Like, I can't do this. I don't know how you feel about it. That's how I feel about it. You know? You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel. You know? Like a shimp and all that.
I can't forget when I first saw him. It was 2 in the morning on my TV set. Jim Frankie.
Are you stuck in a low-paying job going nowhere? You'd like a good job,
yes.
You say, but you're so unskilled and uneducated that you don't even know what a good job is? Hi, I'm Don Mayer, and for just 1 cent, that's right, the cost of an ordinary book of matches, I can direct you to top money-making professional careers that you probably didn't even know existed. Why, you could be an industrial plumbing investment counselor. That's right, a lot of people are investing big bucks in industrial plumbing, and they may need your advice. And who do you think cooks the meals when systems analysts get together to negotiate their big contracts? You could, as a systems analyst arbitration chef. What? Don't feel qualified, you say? Then work and learn at the same time as an administrative assistant production apprentice trainee. Yes, you'll train on the job with top apprentices learning to be assistants to production administrators. There are also career openings in electrical claims adjusting, TV repairman therapy, and aircraft refrigeration nursing. And if none of these interest you, then why not take a look at the fast-paced, big-money world of matchbook advertising? I did, and I'm rich. So next time you buy a pack of matches, don't just sit around picking your teeth with it. Fill out this handy order form and mail it to me, because there could be a job there for you.
I know, I've never bought a book of matches in my life. Not like a book, I mean, I've never, like, bought a book of them anywhere, you know.
For a penny?
Yeah, I've never bought one, but I probably would if I knew they were, like, a penny or whatever. But then you can get them free in places. But that's getting
some
hard
places.
To even get them free because nobody has them anymore because the all you know the anti-smoking thing, you know, like nobody,
yeah.
Like hotels and restaurants don't have them anymore, man.
I
know. Man can't even walk in and have, you know, smoke in the lobby anymore. You'll be thrown out on your head, you know. And
shame.
It's a shame, you know, the good old, you know. Who'd have thought that carcinogenic smoke would, like, go out of favor, you know, like, well, what the hell are people thinking, you know? You take a good thing and you just destroy it.
I know.
Right, that Jager says that fun of us, we were on Sproul and other streams. It was somewhere 66 and south, and while on a school bus, and point this bus, which is pretty decrepit, it broke down. And he does not access the bus, and Rob said, well, you know, where it really isn't anything like this Ray Davies feel these guys are doing. On the Ray Davo and Ray B. Love. I was like, maybe love, baby. Where did I do? No, and it, 6-string guitar, I mean, I'll do
And so at that time, you know, like everything.
Basically, I felt like I needed to draw a line between my private life and my work life.
Yeah.
So I took a magic marker and I literally drew a line. I drew a line dividing myself in half.
Wow. What did they, did you only, like, did half of you go to work?
One half did, the other half did not.
The other half stayed home and attended to domestic chores and domestic responsibilities. The other half actually ventured out of the work world and you know, made a living, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brown that banana. Brown it. Brown it. Crust it all over with sugar. Dip it in the sugar pot. Dip it in the sugar pot. Okay, now bend over and ram it up your ass. That's right. Okay. Cut that grapefruit in half. Cut that grapefruit in half. All right. Sprinkle it lightly with sugar. Okay, now lean back and ram it up your cunt. Take that honeydew melon, slice it from stem to stern, salt it a little bit, stick it down in your tin.
You don't have that to do with me, the back trick. Okay, I'm just
telling you. Take that dish of strawberries.
Just not
put a few drops of cream in it.
When you go to the gym, you go to the gym for yourself. You do it for you.
All right. Pour it over her head.
Somebody else, it's not going to work. Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah, good. Right there. I'm just telling you. Oh, you know what? They're having a party in the dumpster. The dogs are hungry.
Your dogs are hungry.
Watch this lizard lick right now.
Russian Olympic weightlifting champion amazed the world last year by deadlifting 850 pounds. Now Yuri comes to SCTV in his very first television variety special, Yuri, Getting to Know You.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
With Yuri's special guest, Dolly Parton.
I bet you take plenty steroids. You look like you got stereo steroids.
Special guest, Fred Astaire.
Putting on a cuff.
Hey, Fred!
And a guest appearance by Yuri's friend, Rodney Dangerfield.
No, I don't have any luck with women at all, you know? No, my wife, she's no bargain either. Last week she told me to take out the garbage. She's always trying to fix me up with dates, you know? I don't know, you know? Oh,
I tell you, Mr. Dangerfield, you are a beautiful man.
I don't even get no respect from a big fat Russian communist, you know?
A big fat Russian communist. We'll be right back with more respect after this.
He's great. I love him. Yuri, ladies and gentlemen.
Respect.
Yuri, yeah.
No respect. Now I will be American faith healer. Heal.
There'll be lots of that special Yuri Razmanovich humor.
Because of all.
So for a fun-filled hour of music, comedy, and weightlifting, join Yuri and all his friends on Yuri Getting to Know You. On the SCTV Television Network.
I got less important things to do. I'm lazy, oh yeah. Lost hopes and dreams down an empty road. See no tomorrow, but I got love for you, girl. I'm just too lazy to give it to you. My job, I think I'll quit life. Yeah, I'm gonna quit again. I think I'll quit one last time. I'm a quitter. Oh yeah. Quit this, quit that, quit everything. I quit everything I ever began. Quit that, quit this, quit everything. I never finished anything I ever started. But I think I'm gonna quit. Be a quitter.
Extended in the archives. No, we're not live, but there's extra 30 minutes of all that stuff that was just playing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everybody. We had a fun time. Please tune in again. I love you forever and ever. Amen.